Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub. Hello and ciao, my beautiful barnacles. This is day 6 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, where a ragtag bunch of podcasting adventurers take on the challenge of posting a show every day for the 31 days of August. Some are short, some are long, some have guests and some have themes, but all are a little bit weird and we're okay with that. Be sure to visit dogdaysofpodcasting.com to get your link to the mega feed and listen to all my landwalking friends. Now, grab a beverage, fluff your towel, and tell your existential crisis to take a number, because I've got a story. You see, I was floating in my favorite cove this morning. The waves were just right, the ambiance was somewhere between spa day and kelp explosion, and I picked up this essay from the Coral Library. The title says, The Philosophy of Drifting with Porpoise, Purpose. Very serious. Very highbrow. Smells faintly of seagrass and smugness. So I cracked it open, ready to get deep, you know? Prepare myself for some big meaning of life through seaweed revelation, or at least some information about I get the slalom delphinids to stop clearing their blowholes at inappropriate times. And what do I find? Blank pages. I mean, okay, landwalker books never work well in the water, the ink washes away, but this was from the Coral Library. So, blank pages. I mean, 22 leaves of good sea parchment, totally empty. Except on the last page. Get this. There's a tiny footnote that reads, This is not a mistake. I sat there staring at it like, excuse me? But then I got it. See, drifting isn't about being lost. It's about letting the current carry you without fighting it every kelp and second. Doesn't mean you're directionless. It means maybe you're trusting the tide just for a while. Maybe your purpose isn't in paddling harder, it's in paying attention while you float. Maybe the blank pages are the point. Maybe they're telling you to stop filling every inch of your life with checklists and noise. Leave space for the unscripted, the weird, the jellyfish who wave at you with just a little too much attitude. I mean, sure, I could have written a whole thesis myself. I've got thoughts. I once gave a lecture to a school of herring about emotional boundaries, but this little blank book reminded me that sometimes the best thing to do is drift. On purpose. Or with porpoises. They never have a plan anyway. So now I've got the book propped open on my window shoal. Looks great. Very profound. Even makes me seem intellectual. But more importantly, it's a daily reminder. Float a little more, eh? Think a little less. And if nothing else, enjoy the tide. Now, it's your turn. Turn off your cell phone. Pick up a pretty piece of sea glass. Stare into it. And let yourself drift. My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.